from Gary Glitter. And I don't know if they'd be listening or not now. They might have got bored waiting, but that's for Irene and Jerry over in Liverpool anyway, if they're listening. That's very much like his old stuff, but sort of brought slightly up to date with electronic drums and things. Dance Me Up from Gary Glitter, and apparently he did a phenomenal, as usual, gig in London last week at the Hippodrome. It was £10 to get in, mind you, but it's worth every penny, I'd have thought, to get in to see Gary Glitter, one of the best performers in Britain. Apparently it took him 20 minutes at the end to get off stage. There was a horde of dancing girls chasing around the stage, and they went into the audience and shook hands with everybody and spoke to everybody individually, and so 25 minutes later he managed to get him off the stage. Great performer, Gary Glitter and Dance Me Up. We'll be right back. Eurythmics, and that's from their new album, the new mini album called Touch Dance, and that was called True Blue. And now I've got a dreadful humming in my ears, but not that way. I don't even care. Here's from 1977. This is Talking Heads and Love Goes to Buildings on Fire.
Dance next to your love. I can't compare love when it's not love.
Thank you.
great. Talking Heads from 1977, Love Goes to Buildings on Fire. And this next record is wonderful. I wish I knew what it was, because I haven't got one ready. I wish I'd queued it up, yeah. I wish I had one ready to queue up. What should we play? Oh, I know. I know those. Should we play? Yes. Bit of Girls' School, I think. Seeing as they just happen to be here. What should I have that side or that side? I have, this is live radio, which to prove it isn't all on cassette. You don't mind flirting with danger. This is Girls' School. And Race with the Devil on Bronze, coming up now. Girls' School. Yes, that was Girls' School and Race with the Devil. That was from 1980. Just filling in time, actually, because I have a clue what's going on. Right, I'm just trying to do something, you see, but I'm not having very great success. What have we got next? How about a bit of wimpiness? Oh, no, we won't have a bit of wimpiness from Pale Fountains. We'd have a bit of wonderment from Julian and his mates. Julian Cope on the Zoo label, just to prove this isn't a re-release or anything like that. This is the original. Julian Cope, Teardrop Explodes and Sleeping Gas here on Channel 5.
Too late.
Since I played that, Swine Cope. Mick Finkler, Paul Simpson, Julian Cope and Gary Dwyer, and Dave Balf, engineering things there. That was on 4-track recorded at Open Eye in 1978. Ah, the history. Where are they now? I've just been given a reprieve. I've just been persuaded with my arm up my back that I'm doing to have past 3 minutes. Because Steve West just said, you're doing such a wonderful programme, it would be a shame to waste some of these excellent records. Basically he's a creep. It's just an excuse for him to go down and have something to eat. After I've been messing around in dirty lofts and putting aerials off for the last 3 hours, and he's sitting down doing nothing. Here's something a bit different. It may not work and it might work, but you know, experimental radio at its best.
Glenn Miller. BBC Home Service. Here is a special bulletin read by John Snow. D-Day has come. Early this morning, the Allies began the assault on the northwestern face of Hitler's European fortress. The first official news came just after 9:30, when Supreme Headquarters of the Allied Expeditionary Force issued communique number 1. This said, under the command of General Eisenhower, Allied naval forces, supported by strong air forces, began landing Allied armies this morning on the northern coast of France.
This is Air Commodore Helmore calling. I'm talking to you in mid-air from a Mitchell bomber. This is Invasion Day. It's just before dawn, and we're on our way over to the coast of France to bomb an important bridge behind the invasion beaches, so that railways can't supply the enemy when our troops land. We hope it'll be a good job. I can just see ahead of me the now fairly calm waters of the English Channel, and I'm hoping in a few minutes to get the first glimpse of our great invasion armada as they make their way to the coast of France. I'm looking out. We're now about 7,000 feet. The moon flashing through very high clouds. Sometimes we're in moonlight, sometimes we're not. It isn't quite light enough to get a real glimpse of these brave jets. But there I can see right down below quite a number of tiny dots. I wish I could see clearer, but it's the most exciting thing to think that these brave men are at last launched on this job. I know that it's what they do that matters today, but any little bit the RAF can do to help is going to mean something.
Supreme Commander, Allied Expeditionary Force, General Dwight D. Eisenhower.
People of Western Europe, a landing was made this morning on the coast of France by troops of the Allied Expeditionary Force. This landing is part of the concerted United Nations plan for the liberation of Europe.
Little Miss Prissy from the Stray Cats, with an extremely sexist cover. We need more of them. Oh yeah, baby, do what? Shake your funky thing. You're listening to Channel 5 on 1242 kHz, 2 for 1 metres on the medium wave. My name's Pete Williams. We're a bit late starting, 2 and a quarter hours, in fact, late starting today, because the knobhead saboteurs have been at it again. It's around about 3 o'clock, and I'm here till 3.30, then Steve West is along till 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock... Oh, yeah, 6 o'clock, David Ernst. Thought I'd get that wrong. 8 till 10, it's Dave Graham. 10 till 12, Frank Xerox. Midnight till 1 o'clock, Frank Xerox and myself at a double header program. And 1 o'clock till 3 o'clock, it's Steve West. That's, for those of you collecting this sort of information, that's John Peel's favourite record of all time. And when I was watching the European Cup final the other night, exciting thing it was too, it was enough that when it finished, I thought, we've just got to listen to John Peel and see exactly what his reaction is. And of course, the last penalty was taken about 3 minutes before John Peel's programme was due on, and turned the radio on straight away, and I had a bet with that, because I was watching the match with Frank Xerox, and we had a bet that he would start off with "You'll Never Walk Alone," and he did. I thought he'd start off with Jerry and the Pacemakers on, but he didn't. He started off with the Cops singing it, and then went into Pete Wiley's new single, which he reckoned is one of his all-time favourites now, and then he went into Teenage Kicks, and he was crying, and he was drinking champagne and all sorts of things. So you can afford champagne when you're a Radio 1 personality. I've got a cup of very strong coffee and a cracked cup. Thank you. Some guys have all the luck from Robert Palmer. That's the picture disc version, he said, the elitist. See that dreadful Golden Rose of Montreux pop festival in the week? Wasn't it awful last Monday, I think it was? 2 hours of turgid nonsense. It was like a nightmare of Top of the Pops things. It was awful. Just reminded of that because Rod Stewart did this song. I don't know why. Well, it's a good song, but I don't know why he's done it. So it's not even his new single. Maybe it's going to be his new single. For but he did a reasonable version, but that's the Robert Palmer version of it anyway. And here's Dead or Alive.
I have anything that I want.
And this is his new single. I mean, you've heard it on this program loads of times. It's a marketing ploy, you see. This is the fourth single off the album, I think. And they're still arguing what the next single is going to be. What the CBS want the next single to be Far Too Hard, but Pete Burns is adamant about it and said it's not going to be the next single, so anyway, this is the one to be going on with anyway. And guess which Radio 1 DJ invited Peter Burns into his own bed? I'll tell you after this. Yes, which Radio 1 DJ asked Peter Powell, oh, that's giving it away, it was Peter Powell anyway. Stop writing the postcards now, because the competition's finished. It was Peter Powell asked Pete Burns to go to bed with him. Good grief. Honestly, it's true. I was talking to Pete Burns on Wednesday. We'll be right back. Dead or Alive, that's the album version. I don't know if the new single version is any different, and it's got The Stranger on the B-side, which I might play tomorrow if you're very lucky. Yes, I was talking to Pete Burns on Thursday afternoon, and Steve Coy, and Pete's wife, Lynn. They've just come back from New York. Had a great time, apparently, though. They had to work really hard. They went to, you know, dead hard, like, you know, you get a dead hard time in Hollywood. You get flown out to Hollywood, all expenses paid, and five-star hotels, all your meals paid for, and you have to go to a party with Diana Ross, and you have to go around and see Grace Jones. You know, it must be a terrible life being a rock star. But Pete Burns seems to have caught the sun. Either that or he's brought a new bottle of Mantan, anyway, but he looks very delectable, I think the word is probably, in the high-energy circles. All in white. So if you want to know what the in people are wearing at the moment, it's white. And Steve Coy was wearing all white as well. Maybe it's a sign of the times, I don't know. Even as we speak, there are writs being written from Peter Powell and Radio 1 saying, you can't say things like that. Well, it's not slander, it's true. I mean, I know these things. It's not the first time it's happened, but I'll tell you something else. While you're writing your writs out, you just hang on to your typewriter ribbons. Peter Powell also tried to get Paul Humphreys from OMD into bed as well. And Andy McCluskey told me that. There you go. And I'm going to play another record in a minute. I'm going to be even more elitist because it's dead rare. But I'm not going to play that one. But the one I'm going to play in a minute is not the one I'm going to play now, if you know what I mean. We're going to start with this. This is one for, I don't know if Frank Xerox is listening. I saw him about 11:30, had a quick chat with him. I was pouring down with rain. He kept me on the front of his house. I was absolutely chucking it down. So this one's for Frank Xerox. He said, as I was driving off into the great blue yonder, he said, Pete, mate, play us a record, and if preferable, could you please play me catalogue number DB8959. So this is specially for Frank Xerox.
Now I go cleaning windows to earn an honest bob. For a nosy parker, it's an interesting job. Now it's a job that just suits me. A window cleaner you would be if you can see what I can see. When I'm cleaning windows, honeymooning couples too. You should see them billing too. You'd be surprised at things they do. When I'm cleaning windows, in my profession I'll work hard, but I'll never stop. I'll climb this blinking ladder till I get back to the top. The blushing bride, she looks divine. The bridegroom, he is doing fine. I'd rather have his job than mine. When I'm cleaning windows, the chambermaid, sweet names I call. It's a wonder I don't fall. My mind's not on my work at all. When I'm cleaning windows, I know a fella such a swell. He has a thirst that's plain to tell. I've seen him drink his bath as well. When I'm cleaning windows, oh, in my profession, I'll work hard, but I'll never stop. I'll climb this blinking ladder till I get right to the top. Pajamas lying side by side, ladies' nighties I have spied. I've often seen what goes inside when I'm cleaning windows. Queen, she looks a flapper on the screen. She's more like 80 than 18. When I'm cleaning windows, she pulls her hair all down behind, then pulls down her never mind, and after that pulls down the blind. When I'm cleaning windows, in my profession I'll work hard, but I'll never stop. I'll climb this blinking ladder till I get right to the top. An old maid walks around the floor, she's so fed up, one day I'm sure she'll drag me in and lock the door. When I'm cleaning windows.
Never make them days.
You know, and Seven Deadly Fins, and that's the dead rare elitist single, which you can't get anymore. Well, you can if you buy the Eno box set, which only costs you 40 quid, depending on, or 40 quid or 30 quid. If you go to Rocks in this card road, he'll rip you off, as he does for everything. He'll charge you 40 quid. If you go over the water and find a copy, it only costs you 30 quid. But that's Seven Deadly Fins from 1974, 10 years ago. Must throw a party for that record. It's wonderful. Yes, I'll give credit where it's due. I did have that single, but when I got robbed a few years back, I had a burglary at home and I lost a load of singles. That was one of them. And also...